All about worshipping goats and pentagrams. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, allegedly. My very special guest today, and I seem to be doing everything at the last minute drop of the hat because, I don't know, maybe it's people seem to clear their schedules if it's time to have some fun. It's Hillary Ramo, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Hillary.
Hello, Vinny. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, you know, every time I've had a chat with you on air, it's always been really good fun and sort of learned a lot, and sometimes about myself.
Well, isn't that the point of everything, to learn a little bit about ourselves?
Is the point about everything to learn something about ourselves? I think it's also very valuable to learn stuff about other people.
Well, I think we learn about other people based on how much we know about ourselves. I think we have to start knowing who we are in order to understand who other people are. Don't you agree? Otherwise, we just run around a bunch of projectors and, you know, assuming everything and having a lot of conflict and pity party.
And taking criticism as personal attacks.
Yes. I have a lot of fun here. I have to say, you know, when you got a hold of me, you said, can you come on in 20 minutes? And, you know, I said, yes, I can, because I have a great time every time I come here. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, there are no rules on this show.
I know.
Well, apart from FCC regulations, in fact, there's two rules on the show. FCC regulations, so we can't, you know, say those seven words you can't say on radio, as George Carlin will elaborate for anybody who wishes to know what they are. We can't do it here. And second rule is given to me by the owner of the network, Danny Romero, a vicious tyrant, if ever you heard of one. He says the one rule is to have fun. If you're having fun, the audience is having fun. So in that way, instead of projecting onto other people stuff that we know nothing about, like two people having a conversation, instead of saying, well, I feel this way, and that's what I really want you to understand. And the other person says, but you just feel that way because you want me to understand. It comes into this really strange sort of, they're doing the same thing, but in a completely different way that doesn't make any sense, that nobody's prepared to accept. It's like two people explaining two people that don't know each other back to each other, assuming that I know everything about you, and you know everything about me, but we've never met before and we know nothing about each other.
Right.
And you get that all the time on YouTube comments and Facebook sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Facebook. You got to love Facebook. It's an entity that has grown beyond, I think, what anybody could possibly have ever imagined. And, you know, I think people are truly addicted to Facebook. I really do. I think people have become totally engrossed with the concept of Facebooking people. I mean, people use it for everything, absolutely everything. It's amazing. And, you know, people cannot even get off their phones and not check their Facebook pages and all this other stuff. It's insane. It's becoming like this mass phenomena. And, boy, we better get a hold of it quick, don't you think?
Oh, it's a new degree in communications technology, and it's allowing the truth movement to spread like wildfire. It's driving heaps of people over to the other side. It's great. On the other hand, it's helpful to be created by DARPA and various other incredibly scary Uber police state surveillance operations, to the point in which, and this is no joke here, I saw the article, the SWAT team was called on somebody having a small family barbecue get together.
Where did that happen? Was that in New Zealand? That was in the States.
That was in the States.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well, I have to tell you, I have a story to tell you about this, actually. You'll appreciate this. Now, back in the fall, I was scheduling a guest who was going to be talking about some interesting information who had come on to my show before. But we were having a part two, and I wanted to bring him on my World Pooja Network, which is another, I do two platforms. I do Achieve Radio in the States, and you can listen online anywhere in the world. And I also do World Pooja, which is the same thing. And I wanted him to come on to the next network, and we had only communicated the details of the show because, mind you, we pre-record all shows on that network. So there is no live anything. Nobody knows when we're scheduling anything. And the only person I talked to about scheduling that our pre-record date was with him. And so basically what happened was I used Facebook email and I used my GoDaddy email, which is a, well, relatively more secure outlet. And that was it.
Did you say GoDaddy.com?
Yeah.
Did you know that 100,000 people migrated away from GoDaddy.com because it was supportive of SOPA and PIPA?
Really? Well, that explains a lot of things.
What has just recently happened there?
Well, let me explain this story. Let me finish this story here. And then this will probably make a lot of sense because of what you just said. So, you know, we had the plan. It was on a Sunday. We were pre-recording. And I had confirmed that morning. Everything was great. And there was like a no-show. There was a no-show. Nothing happened. I got on the line. They were supposed to call in. We record for an hour. Done deal. So I waited for, you know, a good 15 minutes and realized that this person wasn't coming on. So the first thing I got was worried because, you know, I know this person and this is very unlike him. And I kind of freaked out a little bit, wanted to make sure he was okay. Didn't answer any emails for a couple days. Finally found him, that he had received a call before our pre-record time, and he was threatened to come on the air with me and talk about the information that he had. So he stopped. He didn't come back on. We never did the show, and he left the research. So I know for a fact that, you know, GoDaddy, that was the only email that we used besides Facebook email, and Facebook are completely monitored. There's no other way. Unless the phone system is probably all involved too, but I never talked to him on the phone about, setting up the scheduled time. So that validates to me all of this other conspiracy stuff, which people, you know, go nuts about, get very paranoid about, that it's very true. There's people monitoring these kind of, I don't know why, maybe it's the information coming out, you know, it's pretty obvious there, but.
Well, it's the same reason that Truth is watched mainstream news media still. They're just, they're analyzing enemy communiques.
Well, there was just an interesting article that just came out. In fact, naturalnews.com just posted this. I believe I got it January 29th. It had come through, and they were talking about SOPA. And they were talking about some kind of act in where SOPA and PIPA were going into Gmail accounts. They had actually broken into Gmail accounts and were monitoring their top scientists who were coming out about going out against the FDA. So the FDA had somehow been involved with tapping their main scientists' emails to make sure to see who they were talking to. So the monitoring of this is not, I don't think this is anything new. I think this has been going on for a very long time. People don't like to believe it. They like to think everything is so personal and private. But I think privacy is going out the window. We don't have any privacy whatsoever. And it's
kinda
really
like
not.
Kind of like democracy, we only have the illusion of it.
Exactly. So that's why what you and I do with the radio shows and bringing people on and talking about information and encouraging people to come forward to share information is so important. And I really believe that, and I've said this many times before on your show, that the alternative media movement, and because it's independent for the most part, is extremely important to changing things and institutions and all kinds of different gears and wheels of how our planet works. people will find this information very disturbing. I mean, we've kind of ripped that apart a couple times too. People can go back to the archives and listen to some of our shows. But I was very happy to see that, you know, people like this were sending articles out and letting people become aware of what's going on, because the FDA hacking into the Gmail accounts of its top whistleblower scientists who were speaking out against the FDA corruption. This was relatively recent. The FDA managers conspired to commit multiple felony crimes by installing covert spy software, and then they capture the private passwords and screenshots, and they use that against whoever they're watching. So this isn't just happening to just, you know, top scientists. This is happening to people who are coming out with information that is sensitive, a matter of, quote, national security, you know, that general blanket that just kind of wraps around everything. And,
I love national security. You can use it to rationalize away anything.
Well, that's right. Oh, it's a matter of national security. I have to take your wallet.
Yeah, it's a matter of national security. I have to abort your baby.
That's so drastic, Vinny. That's drastic.
If you don't believe it's coming, wait for it. There is no upper limit to tyranny, Hillary. We know this to be true.
Well, you can go read this article, which I think is fascinating, at naturalnews.com. I will be posting it on my blog and, you know, throughout all my stuff too. But it's really got some great facts on here and some good investigative journalism on here, and it's got its sources, and you can go through and you can follow up on everything. But, you know, what do we do, Vinny? What do you think we should do about all this nasty spying stuff?
Anything you can. That's it. Simple. Whatever your skill base is. Like, for example, if you are a hacker and you're listening to this, or if you found out about this incident, hey, the responsibility's on you, because you can do something about it. Responsibility falls on me because I'm a radio show host and I'm supposed to inform people and try to make sure that they get an alarm bell before they get exterminated by men in black trucks, for example. So I'm doing my part here, and listening on the radio waves. There's bound to be some trucker somewhere listening on some CB communique radio thing plugged into his iPhone while he's got his headphones and his tablet making some whiskey recipes up whilst driving down the highway at 88 miles an hour, just fast enough to go back in time. There will be heaps of people everywhere right now that are hearing about this and have some part to play in the design. It's what I call the tactic of the cactus, because the New World Order is multifaceted. It comes down on you like a three-dimensional Rubik's Cube inside your braingasm places, and attacks every part of your soul, your body, your mind, with all this BS, whether that be chemical and disgusting, poisonous BS, or whether that just be disinformation BS, whatever it is, it all comes from the same source. And the solution to all those big, complicated problems is very simple. Do anything that you can. Fulfill your part in the tactic of the cactus. A cactus covers itself with spines from every direction. So whenever somebody is foolish enough to put a foot forward, you'll get a little prick to remind you.
I hope people really do. I hope they get out there and they use whatever platform they have to be able to help. And I think if we all did this, we would make significant ground in getting a message across, because, you know, our fears are played upon, our directions are changed. People end up, you know, deciding to, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. Well, get in trouble with who? I think it's more of a bully tactic that's used. Anyway, did you see the article that there are mystery blue balls falling out of the sky in the UK?
You mystery haven't. Blue balls.
It's raining blue balls.
Well, see, I did live in a very cold city called Dunedin, so I'm familiar with blue balls, but not with the kind that come out of the sky.
Well, I saved this one for you. I think talking about this on your show is so appropriate. But seriously, there was a Steve Hornsby. He has a garden, and he was out one day tending to his stuff out there, 61-year-old man. And he said, you can go to Huffington Post, and you can read this, the UK version. And he claims that the sky turned a strange yellow color before slippery, transparent balls, blue-colored, began raining down on him. He said there was a short, sharp hailstorm that lasted for about 20 seconds. The hail came down. It looked like rock salt. And then he spotted something on the ground that looked like broken glass. But when he got to it, it was actually these blue jelly-like balls that fit into like a tablespoon. And I put this on my Facebook page. And you know, nobody commented on it. And there's pictures of them. And he's showing it. And it looks very strange. It's very, very strange. But what I've been following is these kind of anomalous kind of articles that pop up that have these strange kind of things falling out of the sky because of what we're doing in the sky, you know, with all these crisscrossing tic-tac-toe boards that you see up there with all the spraying that they're doing and all the chemicals that they're putting into, you know, the ionosphere and everything that's going on up there, all this radar stuff that I was talked about here before, too.
Was this in Bournemouth, England, by chance?
Yes.
They say it was spawning from the sea. it's like, bro, how long has the sea been there? Like forever. How many times have we had the blue balls falling from the sky? Never. Then it's not the sea.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I have to say that the reasons that the, quote, officials come up with this stuff is hysterical. It's so funny. And people believe it.
They just think we're stupid. Here's the problem. They think we're really, 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 really stupid. And the problem is, they're right.
Oh, man.
And they've been right for quite some time. A few people are wisening up, but up go the vaccine implementation rates. Up goes this, that, and the other.
Do you imagine that they laugh at us when we
all the time? Our life and death is a joke to them for their very amusement. No different to gladiators or rats in a cage.
They must have these meetings, you know. When are we going to decide? Oh, gotta go.
How are we going to engage in scumbaggery next year? Maybe we should make the oil prices go up and the stock market crash and hollow out the entire job economy with international trade agreements. Why, yes. That sounds like a brilliant scheme. I'm sure we could cook that up in 5 minutes with an interest rate hike.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face America.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky.
Looking dark out there.
Black sunrise, always gonna be.
Just had a report in that there is a giant radiation plume heading for the southern hemisphere. So it's now our turn to cook. And this is because of the El Nino weather system, which has pushed the high pressure up in the northern hemisphere. And managed to get us all that extra toasty Fukushima radiation down here in the island-chained nation of New Zealand, the sunny, slave South Pacific nation, and the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland. It is beautiful, with a giant Masonic spire in the middle of the city and in the middle of every suburb in the city as well. And also a Freemason who's a mayor of the city. And the former mayor of the city. And a country whose prime minister is also, you guessed it, a Freemason. And his chief coalition partner, the head of the opposition party as well, is also, yes, that's right, a Freemason. I love New Zealand. There's nothing like pentagram and black and white tile worship to get your political juices flowing. I love it. It's beautiful. Satanism on Capitol Hill. But anyway, Hillary, welcome back. So I wonder, in this time of great scumbaggery, and I think I'm going to have to compile some description of biblical prophecy scales or scrolls or write up something in the era of scumbaggery, which is what we're currently living through. And hopefully there'll be way better drugs in the future so that you won't be able to remember any of it.
Well, you could always hide those scrolls in some cave and then, you know, bury them in that cave, and then they'll find them down the road and they'll be, you know, filled with mass wisdom. And they'll say, wow, who is this Vinny? Yeah, he knew all about the dark secrets of the world.
It'll be called the Dead Sea Scumbaggery.
Put one of those blue balls in there, too, so they can study that and see what that
really
is.
Just to mess with them a little bit. And then have like a little have a little mention in the scroll that, oh, by the way, the blue balls are from the ocean. They form there naturally, by the way. There's nothing to
be suspicious. Having fun with that in the chat room, aren't they?
Allegedly.
How can you not have fun with that? That's like the That's like the best dinner party conversation you could ever have. It's raining blue balls.
Hey, and if you were a child, for example, you would also very much enjoy it if it was raining blue balls.
Why would hours you enjoy it if you were a child?
Why, hours of entertainment. You know, they could throw them and catch them have blue ball fights as opposed to snowball fights.
They don't bounce very well. They probably would burn the flesh off them if they touched them, you know?
Well, maybe they could put them into their Nerf guns or something like that and shoot each other
with it. Shoot each other with it, yeah.
Yeah, and then they have like little scars to remind them. It would be great. You know? It's called natural selection.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, we could laugh the whole hour because that's easy.
But, hey, laughter is easy, and it is good for you too.
It's healthy. We should all do it more often.
Yeah. And the fact is, I can actually force a cackle for, you know, a fake cackle quite easily.
Let me hear a force one. You have a Vinny. See, that makes me laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah. So even though you're faking it, it's still contagious. It makes everybody laugh. I bet you there's people laughing right now. They're laughing at how ridiculous this conversation is when there are so many important things to talk about.
Well, what's more important than having a good chuckle at the New World Order's expense? No. Nobody's got a bigger expense account after all.
So should we talk about this chip thing? Actually, this article is rather old. I don't know why this was on here.
People do need to be wised up about chips anyway. I mean, there's chips in everything, you know. And apparently you can even buy dip for them now.
Dip for your chips?
Yeah. Mm. Before insertion, you know, just so that you have a slow release of aioli toxin into
your... So it goes in better, like a boob, yeah.
Yeah, but perhaps a little bit of salt on that chip, you know, to rub it into the wound.
They do. They have all kinds of crazy things coming out. And you know what I really love about this, honestly, let's get serious here, is that when people like you and I talk about this stuff and then people go crazy, they go nuts, they say, oh, you know, we're just conspiracy theorists and what do we know? Then when they actually start hitting the mainstream, quote, media headlines, you know, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, it's supposed to help with your health, you know, the ridiculous official's explanation. And I'm sure there's some people sitting out there who really believe that they're developing this kind of stuff for the betterment, quote, betterment of humanity, which is such a joke. But I applaud their efforts. I think that for those people who really believe that they are in job descriptions such as this to develop technology just like this to really save patients vital information about their medical history to doctors and hospitals so that perhaps it could save a life to barcode you up and then scan you through when you go into the emergency room.
And how much cancer do these little radio frequency microprocessors that you got underneath your skin actually cause you?
Well, see, they got to make you a little sick because they're supposed to be monitoring the drugs you're taking, too. Now, if you get healthy, you won't need the drugs, you won't need the chip, the whole industry will fall apart.
Yeah. Well, conveniently, McDonald's still exists, so nobody's going to get healthy anytime soon.
You know those things never disintegrate? Have you ever seen the YouTube videos?
Oh, yeah. And did you know?
Where those things are like 5 years later, they look brand new.
And they've also now got pill chips. Did you know that? And also, incidentally, And pill chips came out like, I think that was a couple of days ago, actually. I saw that article came out. And in California. And in England, McDonald's, staying on topic here, but coming back again, is giving statin drugs with their burgers. And a wee sachet.
You're kidding me. Where did you hear this?
You can't make this stuff up. The Daily Mail.
Now, say this again. They are serving their food.
Statin drugs with their burgers.
Oh. That's not a fake laugh. Sorry. That's a real laugh. That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
You know, it's healthy. There's a biochemical toxin that'll mess up your entire balance of your body in order to save you from the bad burger that will never decompose in your gut and turn into cancer. It's just aces all round, you know? Why don't we throw another slab of cheese and three more rashers of bacon on that effing burger in order to make it just a little bit more insane?
What's worse, the medication or the bacon and the cheese, you know? It's like...
Hey, and not to mention... you're not supposed to take it with any other medications. I'm thinking the strength of the fat and the grease and the processedness of these burgers and the aspartame and the chips and goodness knows what else these people have cooked up for us. Goodness knows what kind of reactions it'll have with the statin drugs. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll be wolfing it down so greedily or whatever. They'll think that these statin drugs are a Tic Tac and get it lodged in their trachea or something and choked to death. Who knows?
According to this article I'm looking at right now on independent.co.uk, it says, Smart Pill, how the technology works. The digestible sensor is embedded within an edible microchip. It is taken with the pill and becomes electronically activated when immersed in the acidic solution of the stomach. The sensor is composed of microscopic quantities of copper, magnesium, and silicone pass harmlessly through the body. Yeah, right. Electronic currents with unique signatures are triggered by the sensors when inside the patient. These can be detected by an intelligent skin patch, which records the type of drug and time of day it was taken. The patch can also record other medical information, such as sleeping habits and exercise. Mobile phone of health centers can record details collected by the skin patch via a Bluetooth connection. The mobile phone can calculate how closely the patient is conforming to the drug regime and what further steps may be necessary.
Is this drug like the new terrorists or something? That's why they call it a regime instead of an administration?
I was exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's right here. They even show a nice little pretty diagram.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
Oh,
and a kind of rather sickly man taking a pill. And then somebody's smartphone watching him do it. God, what does the world come to? I swear to God, sometimes I wonder, and these people just buy it, hook, line, and sinker. They look at this as a phenomenal advancement in technology, that we are brilliant human beings. We are the smartest species on the planet, in the universe. Nobody else can be smarter than us. Look what we can do.
Hey, well... I think everybody winds up getting a little bit too full of themselves sometimes. And once you get a little bit too full of yourself, you start getting too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
And boy, do you stumble. And you stumble awfully. And by goodness, it's funny. It's called Schadenfreude. To laugh at somebody who stumbles so badly.
Makes you wonder what they're not telling us that they're putting these in. And where are the studies? Where are the studies of this? Who's been the guinea pigs for these swallowable, edible, embedded microchips? I want to see the studies. Who's been doing all this research?
Well, how the vaccines get approved in New Zealand is that we get a printout from the vaccine manufacturer themselves, who've conducted their own testing, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
And then... You know, that's as independent as their studies go.
Well, I'm going to do a study, and my study... Oh, you want to hear something interesting? You'll appreciate this.
Always.
So I bought a Rife machine, okay? And I have a... The link is on my website. If people want to look at the technology that I'm going to talk about, you can go to hillaryramo.com, and there's a link on the right-hand side of my homepage. It says Rife Technology, Rife Machine. I have been using it since Friday, okay? Since Friday. I just got it this past week. And today's Tuesday in the States here. I'm assuming you're on the same time zone. I don't know. Anyhow, I had this kind of eczema thing on my foot, and I've had this thing for about 6 years, probably more. It looks like a bruise. It's kind of weird, and the doctors have looked at it. I've seen some specialists. Nobody knows what it is, and nothing's made it go away. And so I got the Rife machine. Now, the Rife machine that I use has two metal pad-like things that you put on the floor and you put your feet on. So whatever you're dosing, whatever frequency you're using, goes through the feet and it goes through the hands or the organ tubes that you sometimes you can hold them underneath your armpits or you can hold them in your hands. It's been, let's see, 5 days, it's going away.
Mm, nice.
It's going away. I have never seen this thing go away. I've had this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Well, I had to tell you.
There's so much censored medical technology out here. In fact, dig this. There's an article that came out today, I forget where it was, saying that the pharmaceutical industry will not allow for a cancer cure even if they come up with it themselves through the pharmaceutical industry. Okay? They've even found plenty of drugs now, I imagine, that have good properties against curing cancer, but they're not using them. Why? Because they're old and unpatented. They can't make any money off it. People getting cancer is a profitable industry, right? And it's very curable, very easily. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. It's actually pretty straightforward. And it's like that with so many diseases. The problem is the medical industry has been corrupted to all degrees. Probably having something to do with the Rockefeller Foundation funding most of the medical experimentation going on in the United States all the time.
Well, there's actually, I think somebody told me this recently, and there's actually more people employed within the cancer industry than there are people who have cancer. I don't know exactly what those stats are, or I can't really validate that, but that's what they told me. And I said,
"Oh, that's what you call a cancer cow."
That's interesting. Yeah, it's cancer cow. And it's that time again.
It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. We want to talk about Hillary Ramos during the show, but I'm sad the break come up on us, and it makes me very sad when she's out. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnyacelshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Sean David Morton.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Coming at you from everywhere, man. Especially strange orifices. Like those that you would find in a hypodermic needle as they jam them into your baby soon after the birth to give them autism. And my very special guest is Hilary Ramo, and we've decided to take callers this segment here. Is our last segment with Hilary. So if you want to call in, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And we have Sid on the line. Sid, welcome to the program.
Ben, man. How you doing, pal?
Well, trying to keep it bangster, you know.
Well, you sound good. You sound real good, man. And I wanted to say hello to your guest, Hilary. Hi.
Hello. Did you say Sid, man?
No, I said Vin Man, like Vinny Man.
Oh, Vin Man.
That's what I say to him when I see him online.
Oh, I see.
It's just a it's just a term of endearment is all it is.
Very nice.
Nothing more, nothing less. Just friends, people being kind to each other. That's kind of what I'm all about, Hillary.
Well, I
you're laughing like I'm kidding.
I laugh in love. Here's the thing: my laughter is never made. Is never in making.
I got you. No, I got you. We're just now getting to know each other, so I understand and I take it that way. I receive it that way, and that's a good thing. Hey, you know, can I tell you something? As an older gentleman, so take it like an uncle. Okay, in the world, I'm 60. Now, in the world, there's nothing better than a smart, beautiful woman. So, Vinny, you're a lucky man.
Well, thank you.
Because your guest is one of those.
Vinny's married. He's got a wife. He doesn't care
so what you look like. It's not about, it's not about capturing you. You know, it's not about grabbing you by the hair and dragging you, Hillary. It's about hanging out with somebody.
I can tell you another thing here, Sid. A friend of mine in university days back, right, his grandfather told him something. He says, son, you can look, but you can't touch.
You can read the menu, but you got to eat at home, Vinny.
Well, you can. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Well, if you say so, I like it.
Yeah, whatever tickles your pickle.
Yeah. Let's just stop there. We're going to end up back at the blue balls, and I can't take any more of the blue balls tonight.
I can't take any more blue balls either.
Yeah, if it's one thing that you take away from this show, it's blue balls.
Well, no. Okay.
No, I mean, the whole concept of these strange blue balls falling from the sky, which was reported in this magazine, and that's what I mean. I mean, you take away from this show strange blue balls falling from the sky, yes?
Hillary, did you see the answer?
It sounds like a billionaire's child's birthday stunt or something like that.
Daddy got me blue balls to rain from the sky. Daddy's so rich he can buy Guam. Yeah, and then as he's screaming it, all these blue balls are bouncing off his head.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing to make you feel like your birthday rather than blue balls to the head.
Oh, boy, I'm glad I only have 10 minutes left.
Sorry, Sid, what were you saying? We're running out of time. You're going to say something.
I was going to say, did you see the answer to the blue ball story? It was an anonymous chatter who said that was somebody emptying the flush tank in an airplane. Made more sense than anything else anybody was saying.
Hey, well, maybe it could have been by a truther specifically targeting a billionaire child's birthday.
They missed.
That would be great. Flush now. Flush now, little Johnny. Flush.
I can just imagine, you know, like a whole truther hijacker team with synchronized swatches, just, you know, taking a dump at the proper time, hijacking into the plane and like just releasing that little valve kind of thing. Ha ha ha, little Johnny Rockefeller's not gonna have a happy day today.
Hey, Vinny, I just wanted to tell you the people over at Oracle love it when you're on. You and Mike just meld, Mike Chambers, when you're on his show, and the chat room lights up when you're on. I bet that happens wherever you go, my friend.
Everywhere except on the Vinnie Eastwood show.
Oh, Vinnie.
Well, Hillary, a prophet is never respected in his own home, you know.
That's what Warren Jeff says with his 33 plus wives. Or no, I'm sorry, 150.
Yeah.
150 plus wives.
Why would somebody do that to themselves?
He does. He has 150 wives. He's in jail. Have you ever seen that story?
Who can handle even two wives? I'm gonna look.
He's in jail in more than one way.
Mm. Hey, well, we all have our own purgatory planned out for us. Thank you very much, Sid, and I hope you enjoyed
video. Love you guys. I'm loving the show. Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, man. And we have a caller who I recognize, and it was pretty cool from memory, Lisa in Texas.
Hey. Hey, Hillary and Benny. How are you guys?
Hi,
hey,
Lisa.
I really enjoy your interaction with Benny. Hold on, I'm putting the timer on and my chocolate chip cookies. I'm multitasking right now.
Oh, that is such a bad thing to mention me right now. I'm so hungry.
I'm so sorry. Well, I would send some through the lines if they fit, but they're really big and juicy and chewy. So I'm sorry, Vinny. I'll have to send you some.
They go good with the blue balls then.
They would be fabulous with that. I'm also doing something, another highly suspect illegal thing. I'm pouring my bootleg raw milk into my glass jars. So anyway,
nice. you should open up a milk prohibition era speakeasy.
There you go. I would love to do that. We've got a pretty good co-op going on around here.
You could be the milk mistress.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for a second, Vinny. I want to know what the big deal is with raw milk. Why are they so afraid of it? Is it because of the health issues? I mean, let's talk about this because, quite frankly, there was an article that came out that China had produced a series of cows. I think there was like six of them that were genetically modified over the course of time through a few generations to produce human breast milk. Now, if they can drink human breast milk from cows in China, why the heck can't we drink raw milk from real cows here?
Because we have the FDA, and they are the most criminal organization you can imagine. That's my theory. They really are. It's the U.S. the USDA lobby. They want, it's Codex Alimentarius, you know, it's all of those things. Agenda 21, they don't want us to have anything that we really want. And it's actually healthy. Imagine that.
Not to mention, once it's homogenized and pasteurized, all the vital enzymes that you could actually get some nutritional value of go away.
I know. And, you know, you mentioned breast milk. Well, babies drink raw milk all the time, so... It's just the world of insanity, the lighter side of genocide, I guess. But
I have never met a child that's allergic to breasts, and I'm certainly not.
Of course you're not.
That's why I like to eat chicken.
I'm glad to hear that, Vinny. Glad to hear that since you're married. That works well.
Vinny is married. You know what I told him, Lisa? I need your opinion on this because I was giving him a little bit of marital advice during the break. And I said to him, I was talking about my wonderful friend Lorraine Rowe, who produced an incredible Oracle deck called Audacious Action Angels. And on it is a cover of an angel wearing knee-high white high-heel boots. And I had just happened to go out and buy myself a pair of those, and I posted it on Facebook for everybody to go crazy over it. And Lorraine goes, did you know that this was my cover? And Vinny and I were talking about this. I said, Vinny, go buy your wife a pair of those boots. It'll speed up the process.
I think that's a great idea. I think everybody should have a pair of white boots. Yes, very sexy.
Harry Connick Jr. comes to mind. You can leave your boots on.
Everybody in the chat room, do you agree that this would help Vinny and his marriage spice it up? You know, get things going, get the juices flowing. Let's see all your yeses in the chat room.
Yeah. See, with boots and everything the thing that springs to mind is Pamela Anderson making UGG boots famous for after being on Baywatch.
Why would you wear boots on the beach, though? That's crazy.
She apparently didn't wear them to the beach or on set or anything. She just wore them in her private life. It's like, it's like Eskimo-ish. I'm going to wear that out. And everybody is just like, she's got massive, massive bazoongas. I'm going to wear what she's wearing.
I'm proud to say that I have never bought a pair of UGG boots in my life. I live in Texas, so we don't really need them here. But
you'd have to be clinically insane to buy UGG boots in Texas.
Yes, you would.
People do.
Except recently, apparently the guys in the studio in Austin have been freezing their tails off recently. Maybe we should get them some UGG boots.
That's right. We should. Hey, I have a question for you, Vinny. This is really serious.
You have to be very quick, though, because we're coming up to break.
Okay. I got it. The criminals installed my smart meter. I'm so mad. Can that help at all until I can get this resolved?
The Blue Shield, you mean?
Blue Shield, yes.
Blu-ray plays movies. I'm not sure if that'll help very much.
I know.
But the Blue Shield will help. It mimics the Earth's resonating frequency, so all of that negative stuff that your body would normally start to interpret and then send white blood cells to attack.
What's the number to call? I have people going crazy on my Facebook page. Ask, what's the number to call in?
We're ending the show now, unless you want to stay for another hour or something.
No, already. Can I stay for another 10 minutes? Jeez, I feel like
sure. 218-339-8525. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. That's 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Mm-hmm.
welcome back. It's the Scrum Diddly Umptious Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from a Wonka factory, complete with scary orange leprechaun people who dispense vaccines at the behest of a hunchback called Igor, who's helping some description of Dr. Rockefeller bring back to life the ghost of Richard Nixon. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show from the fabulously fortified island paradise of New Zealand, with search and surveillance bills, food bills, and duck bills alike. It's a very scary country because it's so clean and green and nice and loving and fabulous, and also will attempt to assassinate you if you expose it. It's a good juxtaposition there. That's what this country's all about. And in the international spirit of the show, we have a caller in. His name is Saeed. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Hillary.
Hello, Saeed. How are you? I can't believe you followed me all the way to New Zealand.
Well, what happened is I was in Egypt, very busy with the revolution, and I heard it on the radio, so I decided to leave the revolution in Egypt on hold and call and ask you to come back to Egypt.
Sai, I have to tell people who you are. People have to know who you are, because you're very famous.
Okay,
is that going to make you hang up?
No, go ahead.
Well, because, you know, I mean, your big role was, you broke out in the role of Iron Man 1. You played the bad guy. And what was the name of the other one?
With Adam Sandler. You don't mess with the Zohan.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
So
everybody knows who you are because you play the funny guy. You play the funny guy. You play the terrorist. You play the bad guy a lot. But you also do a lot of work with restoring old Egyptian films. And so you have a very wide genre of experience through the entertainment field, correct?
Yeah, and it's two movies coming in the summer. I'm really proud of the Three Stooges with Fairley Brother, which I had worked with them 5 times before. King Ben, and Shallow Hell, Stuck on You, and movie 43 is coming out also in the summer. And the other one was Sasha Cohen called The Dictator, which I believe his father, the original Dictator, is coming also in the summer. So life is good.
Life is good. Well, Vinny and I have been doing this show. Have you been listening? Because Vinny and I have a great time when we come on the air.
You know something, I am jealous, but for now I'm going to break down and ask you, Hillary, I would love to marry you.
I know, I knew you were going to propose to me. Vinny, he proposed to me last night on Facebook, okay? And I explained to him that it just can't happen. He says, you can be my fourth wife. I said, no, because the other three would get so jealous. They would leave him and he would only have one because he'd want to spend all his time with me.
It's a win-win.
Vinny, I had a really good time with her in Egypt, and nobody of the three husbands had kissed her inside the chamber of the big pyramid, Khufu. So I have advantage there because I have a kiss for her in the chamber in the king.
Hey, they do say never under...
I'm glad he has such a heavy accent because half the people won't be able to understand what you're saying. Because this is going to cause a massive scandal.
Never underestimate the power of the pyramids, love.
I know. It's so bad. I mean, this was years ago.
Well, apparently you have that kind of long-lasting effect on people, Hillary.
Sai, what is it? I don't understand. It must be the magic. It must have been old Cairo. Do you remember going down through old Cairo and having stopping traffic when we walked down? Remember we walked down that, what do you call it there? What was it?
Well, Khan al-Khalili. We went to there. Yeah. Then we went to Malal Place and we smoked hashish together.
Okay, so enough about
that. So it's Khan al-Khalili smoking hashish with Hillary Ramo.
Yeah.
So seriously, okay. So here,
then walked on the Nile Bridge. Then walked on Catherine Neal Bridge, and there, which she turned around and she looked into my eyes and said, "I'm in love." I don't know what's for the Nile or for Egypt or what's for me. So I don't know. Helping me out.
I'm in love with everything at the same time.
I fell in love on the bridge, and I told you that. We wrote a beautiful blog about it, but you deleted it. Okay, so I have to ask you a question because, of course, this show is about truth and seeking truth and... Oh, this chat room. Hi, guys. I'm reading everything you're writing. It's so cute. I don't know if I should do that. I should probably turn it off so I don't pay
attention. Come on. Ask me the question.
Seriously. Okay. So, Saeed, now, yes, you work in Hollywood. Yes? And you have had a lot of exposure to Hollywood. Now, I want to ask you this question. I want a serious answer. Do you feel that there is oftentimes... certain topics that are more pushed to be produced versus other topics, such as, you know, when we're going into trying to go into war, do you think that the movies that portray the terrorists are more likely to be produced and pushed to be produced versus other movies? How do you see it from the inside? And be serious.
Well, to be honest with you, that the American, DC, you know, the capital, have nothing to do with Hollywood. Hollywood have their own stuff. But they always, you know, when the Republican power, they do a lot of movie about terrorists because, you know, it's easy for people because they want to scare people. You know, Bush wants to come to war. So they did movie about the bad guys, you know, about terrorists. Now Obama, and Obama make me lose a lot of money because there is no lot of movie about terrorists, so now I'm doing comedy, which is fine. But, you know, the product is pushed by the fear, you know. A long time ago was the, you know, the American Indians, then the Japanese, then the Russian and the German, now is the Arab, so... you know, we have to do our own movie as an Arab. We have to tell our story. And, you know, now I'm starting to write a movie about a migrant, Arab. It happened to be Arab. Like, for example, all the best movie in the American history is about a migrant, The Godfather, you know, Once About Time in America. That's the immigrant story. So all in America is a migrant. So... I wrote a movie about human trafficking called The Bride of the Nile, which he had helped me with the beginning of the movie because we did something in the 500 years ago. The movie started 500 years ago where the Pharaoh gave the most beautiful young girl to the Nile as a gift and she drowned in the Nile. So cinema is about you know, reflection, what is going on. And I want to do reflection, what's going on, being in love with an American white woman, which is forbidden because there you are.
So you're a method actor, are you, Saeed? Speaking of typecasting, I was thinking that if you were to typecast terrorists in a movie, you would actually typecast them as like white CIA employees rather than rather than Arab people.
Yeah, you know, if you see the Egyptian movie, you know, the typecasting, they always typecasting, kind of bad CIA woman or man or, you know, slut woman, infidel and all that, and, you know, bad behavior, people drunk as a foreign. So every cinema have a, you know, stereotype. So you just have to deal with it and you have to, you know, push your product and make good product so Hollywood will buy it, you know. You know, if you have a good script and they know they're going to make money of it, they're not going to worry about what is about.
Can we ask the Corey Feldman, Randy Quaid question that we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. There are, allegedly, according to Randy Quaid and Corey Feldman, both a copious quantities of pedophiles running around the top ranks of Hollywood, and two, if these Hollywood stars get big enough or influential enough and they start finding about the New World Order and start speaking out really openly about it, their careers get destroyed or they get killed.
So what is the question?
Well, the question is, have you heard any rumors or seen anything like this going on? Can you validate it or even hint at it? I mean, is it true or is it just people making up stuff because they're pissed off that they've gotten fired or kicked out of the system?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, I'm not as big as this guy is to be involved in this time. I'm a filmmaker, you know. We, as a filmmaker, we focus on... We'll focus on just to make film and write a story, not about, you know, just to you know, to listen to people's bad behavior. So
you don't get involved in the bull.
No, I'm too smart for that.
Well, I think that is a smart thing. No, I think that really is a smart thing. I mean, you were in Independence Day, you were in Stargate, you were in a lot of really big films, so... you know, I think you've been exposed to a lot of things, but you know, even your answer to say to me, you know, I don't get involved is, you know, it gives me a little bit of something to think about because I feel the energy. You know how I feel the energy side.
Hillary, I feel your energy in my heart, and I'm in love.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know. There's an accidental hang up.
No, yep. He was talking. He was profusely telling me how much he loves me.
who knows? Maybe it's just not meant to be.
I guess so.
Ladies and gentlemen, the caller number is 218-339-8525.
Bye, Si. Bye.
If you wish to call in, thank you, Si, for doing so. Oh, and also, there is another thing. If you're listening on the radio band and the reception is crappy or you don't have your internet plugged in or something, you can actually listen in on the phone. If you call 704-772-7627, gosh, there's a lot of sevens in there, and then enter 1008-0, that's 10080, you can actually just listen to the phone, listen to the show through the phone. So it's quite groovy, isn't it? I thought that was pretty choice.
Technology. Or you could take a chip, and then you could just transmit the radio waves through your brain and listen to it in your ear.
Yeah. Hey, I think that what we should do is we should develop an Android app for the Vinnie Eastwood Show to load onto your RFID radio brain frequency cancer-causing scanner.
Yeah.
So that you can broadcast inside your own pineal gland.
Vinny, you could swallow the main master chip and we could all listen by our smartphones.
Well, maybe it should be a suppository. Stick this up your ass.
Well, listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. I think
that would be a good slogan for the show.
I think we
the Vinny Eastwood Show. Stick it up your ass.
We should do a study, and we should have you swallow this ingestible chip, and then we can all connect to you by our smartphones, and we can see if we can actually listen to your thoughts.
Yeah, I can send you a message via flatulence text.
I can publish the results. I could then publish the results, and we can then go, you know, we can sell it to some big company. Give it to the Alex Jones Show. That would be fantastic. Have Alex swallow the chip, and then we can all just tune in with our smartphones. That's great.
Yeah.
The world is ending.
It'll be like PrisonPlanet.tv.
The world is ending.
or PrisonPlanet.colon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. because you use colons, but there's no slash slash because it's injected.
Yes, yes, no slash slash.
Yeah, so it's just colon prisonplanet dot
yeah
dot b dot bu for bum.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we just nailed it. I think we just invented something that's going to change the world.
We nailed it. The rectal. Wait. That's what it says. Frequency identification. So it's the rectal frequency identification chip, RFID.
Oh.
As a suppository.
And it broadcasts.
And it broadcasts live at 11 a.m. Central Time. On AM/FM frequencies all across America. Available now from the VinnieEastwoodShow.com/chipupmybum.html. We come up with a lot of New World Order products. Hey, I was just wondering at one point as well, Hillary, is that whether or not we should actually invest in the New World Order system, considering they're rising and we know what their plans are and everything, we can stand to actually gain from investing in their crappy system and then use the money to destroy them.
Well, that's what they do to us.
We eat right? Yeah.
Well, what's good for us is good for them, right? We should be able, and then we can laugh about it. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, hey, it's just all one big joke. All the world's a show. I say take an active role, you know? Don't sit in the background and do nothing, okay? Because, hey, it's actually very fun. Very fun indeed to mess with these people because they engage in untold quantities of scumbaggery. And everybody likes to see a little bit of justice.
So who's coming on in the next segment? I need to know who's coming on. I'm so sorry for taking up some of her time.
Oh, yeah. It won't be Christopher Green because he's got a bit of a strapped throat at the moment, allegedly. It'll actually be Megan Manuka coming at us live from New Zealand. She's going to be leading a hikoi, like a big massive march down to Parliament to expose some of their scumbaggery. So it'll be nice and very fab. And thank you
so
very much, Hillary.
I'm leaving. Thank you, guys. It was wonderful. I loved all of your comments. And Saeed, I love you, but I will not marry you, so stop asking, please. Good night, everyone.
Exactly. Just remember, when you give somebody a marriage ring, it's a ring of Saturn, and it's a sign of bondage, allegedly. I'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Bonkers.
Spending my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let Sunday give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life is what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep.
To the show that's all about acting completely bonkers. Because sometimes when the world changes for the worse, you just gotta go with it. Otherwise, you'll realize that denial is one of the strongest rivers in the world, and it's hard to fight against the current. Megan Minoka is my guest. Megan, welcome to the program.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself? Also tell me, because I'm not sure.
I'm just the average Kiwi girl, but I'm really, really upset about what the government's doing to our land in regards to the fracking bills and obviously the food bills. And I'm just really sick of this democracy. This dictatorship that's posing as a democracy. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you're one of the many fracked off citizens around New Zealand.
Yep. Oh, I'm really fracked off. Ridiculously fracked off. And I mean, some of our land in Gisborne is actually being drilled. They've just given the consent for 800 boreholes, 15 metres
deep. Wait, that's a heck of a lot of fracking. Deep fracking too.
15 metres deep, and they're going to put 2 kgs of dynamite in each of them. I've got documents to prove this if you want copies.
I don't do the documentation. I just let the people who've seen the documentation tell everybody about it. And if it's of massive consequence, then of course we can provide it for you.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I just really, really think that this country is going to absolute, well, I don't want to swear on radio, but it's going to shit. It really is. And we need to stand up and do something about it. So that's why I've organised this hikoi to Parliament on the 7th of February. That's when Parliament reconvenes. We're going to steer the government down as they sign our lives away, because basically fracking causes earthquakes and it also causes poisoning of waterways. It's been made illegal in different countries as well. And
have you noticed how it's always foreign companies that come in and frack other people's countries? You know, why don't they just go frack themselves?
I don't know. Maybe we just...
Well, we do know, because it fracks up everything.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And there's been cases of it causing cancer. And even if the fracking is up to 3 miles away from your house, there's been cases of it causing birth defects, growth, lesions, cancer, internal bleeding. And that is what national government is sentencing us to. They're sentencing us to death. They're going to poison our waterways with this fracking. And
they're not even going to buy your dinner first.
Exactly.
But conveniently, they are going to buy your movie. It's called Gasland. And if people go out and watch that movie, it'll tell you basically what you need to know about fracking. For example, do you want to see your sink water out of the tap be flammable?
Oh, that's exactly what New Zealand wants. It's exactly what New Zealand wants.
Hey, we have a lot of keen barbecue men in this country. I can guarantee you, I can see some guy up in Northland running a pipe from his kitchen sink to outside where he's got a grill set up and a barbecue and everything. Free guests, guys, come on. Come over here with some snarlers, some steak. It'll be sweet as.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, I really believe that we don't inherit this land from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children, and we're robbing them of the right to clean water if we continue down the path we're going, and it's getting really, really serious. So the 7th of February, that's the day after Waitangi Day, at 1 p.m. at Parliament Grounds, we are going to be there, and we're going to steer this government down.
Something always happens to somebody that activates them and makes them want to go do something. Can I ask, what happened to you?
Well, I found out that some of the fracking was happening on my Māori land, and they didn't ask us about it, and they bypassed the council in Gisborne as well, and, well, whatever John Key says goes, apparently.
Well, you know, that's why we have a House of Parliament. Oh, well, that's why we have a Supreme Court, because we don't need them. We've got John Key.
Yep, you're definitely right there, but I mean, going onto somebody else's land and saying that, well, no, you do own the land, but you don't actually own what's underneath it. So we can go underneath your land and blow it to smithereens, and that's fine. And that's, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, that's probably because you're not a corporate sociopath. If yeah, you were, it'd make a lot of sense, like, and a lot of dollars too, incidentally.
Apparently, what I've heard is 5% of the profits from the oil is going to come to New Zealand, and that's it. And it's not going to trickle down.
That's a better deal. That's a better deal than what's his name, Tim Shadbolt, got us for the Great South Basin. It was like between 2.5 and 4.2 cents a barrel.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
So they come in here, rape our resources, and then bugger off with the profits. You know, that's what's going on here. They leave us holding the poison bag. They leave us living in the poison bag.
Have you seen what's happening in Nigeria at the moment? These same people that are coming over to our country to drill have just drilled in Nigeria, and now all of Nigeria's rivers are black with oil. They've got no food. They've got no water, and they wonder why there's war over there. And we're going to let them do it here.
Well, they do it deliberately because they're owned by a whole bunch of eugenicist slime bags who don't like black people, don't like indigenous people, and can, basically concoct any scheme that they could ever conceivably come up with at the top of the head of Satan to wipe them all out, you know? No matter whether they're putting engineering AIDS in a lab and releasing it simultaneously at 5 different locations within South Africa next to military bioweapons research bases operated by the US. No, that doesn't matter. You know? that's basically what's going on here. It is a deliberate culling of the people, and the oil and all of that kind of stuff, that's just a pretext. They got all the oil they want. The big seven oil companies bought out all the rest of them, okay? And they shut down their refineries. Now we've got tankers that have nothing to refine their oil in. There's a massive bottleneck on production, and conveniently they get to put the price up and sell the oil for way more, doing way less work.
Yep, and most of the oil companies are also owned by Monsanto as well, and they're the people that are behind our food bill.
Why am I not surprised?
So if you have a look on my page somewhere, there's the last 100 years of Monsanto. They were also responsible for making DDT, Agent Orange, Roundup, things like that. So if you read into it, it's really, really scary reading.
Well, that's the problem with Monsanto, is that if you do any reading whatsoever, doesn't look good whatsoever, right? So instead of the last 100 years of Monsanto, how about the last 20 minutes of Monsanto? Here's the last 20 minutes of Monsanto. We're talking about 20 farmers in India who've just committed suicide because they can't afford to pay for the Monsanto Terminator seeds, which they sold to them way back in the day and are now contaminating their soil and selling them chemical fertilizers and destroying all of that too. And also, they've now got Blackwater working for them. So you can also be rest assured that in the last 20 minutes, they've probably killed some innocent Arab wielding a stick as he's playing in the street with his children. And also, there's bound to be at least 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people lying in hospital bed cells as we speak with cancers and boils and sores and all of that kind of yummy good stuff that you expect to find at a children's candy store growing on their back. The list goes on. It never ends. These people have a bad track record, bad intentions, no concern for the public of any kind. And you, as a person, have a huge amount of power to stop these people, only if you have the intention to stop them and you know what's at stake.
Yeah, that is right. It'll be a hard battle, but it needs to be fought.
It's been fought and won before. Shell got kicked out of a small town on the coast of Ireland. There's a great documentary done about it called The Pipe, and the entire community united beside each other, the fishermen, the everybody, and just said, look, we don't want this fracking pipeline coming through our land at all, and we ain't going to let it happen. And it's unbelievable the resources that the state will throw at its own people in order to support a corporation that has no interest in supporting those people. They say, oh, it brings income or whatever. An infinitesimal amount. Yeah, plenty of income for them, sure. But where's my cut? You know, I'm 6'4", I'm too big to fail. Where's my cut? Where's my bailout?
No, we're paying for it. $125 million of government funding or taxpayer money is going towards drilling those holes in Gisborne over the next 5 years.
So let me get this straight. Foreign corporations come to our land where we pay them to take our resources offshore, for which we barely get a cut at all.
And we get 5% of the profits, and they can diddle those books so that they don't make any profit, and we get fucking nothing. And well, our kids,
you can't swear like that on FCC-regulated radio.
Anyway.
Well, it's convenient that we now have the fracking parlance, isn't it? I mean, frack me, it was difficult to come up with swear words on FCC-regulated radio. I had to say Shiite Muslim for a time.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just fracked off. I'm totally fracked off with it, and it's just absolute idiocracy. And democracy, to me, at the moment, it's just not even existent in New Zealand.
Well, the key to democracy is an informed population, so you're right. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. People have no idea. And the media, you know what the media has been talking about for like virtually a week on mainstream talk radio, plugging up the airways with this crap? Dog bites. The country's being fracked in like 1,800 locations, and the best thing you can go for is a little bit of dog bitiness. Get a kennel boy.
And we've been talking about rugby on the news for the last how long? The World Cup's over? For real?
It's just, you can't come up with reasons to support the media anymore. You know, try as I may, I can't support them anymore. I even went up nicely to a reporter at the Occupy protest the other day and I said, hey, I just wanted to ask you a few questions about who you are and what you do and as a journalist and that kind of thing. And I was planning to be nice to her. I'm not very confrontational in my interviews a lot of the time. In fact, like virtue ever. And if I'm going to be confrontational, I don't ask you. So she goes, nah, I don't see the point. And it just reminded me of what Ian Wishart told me, is that these people who are in front of the microphones, in front of the cameras, that kind of thing, they're airheads. They don't know nothing. They're clueless. Do you trust? Who do you trust to come up and tell you about various forms of scumbaggery that are going on around the country right now? Who do you trust? You can't trust morons to give you that kind of info.
Oh, have you heard these teapot tapes?
Well, they are so irrelevant and pointless to listen to.
But the thing is, in there, John Key admits that TV3 is working for them. That's why he didn't want it released beforehand.
I never heard that.
Well, the only dog bite we need to talk about is the dog called John Key, and he's mauling around.
Do you know how TV3 is working for John Key? Because John Key's got Stephen Joyce, who used to be the head of Media Works, which owns TV3. And they also, through the government, managed to negotiate, through Stephen Joyce, of course, a $40 million bailout for Media Works, which is not a public...
$40 million, John?
I want my $40 million too. I will build one heck of a media apparatus to expose John Key as the scumbaggery filth that he is.
But I'll throw a big party with it.
You reckon?
Yeah, man.
You could invite all the politicians and serve them all Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'll get everyone to vote for me. I'm over this stuff, I'm over this democracy. It's not democracy. I'm absolutely fracked off. They can all frack off where they came from.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kleptocracy. You know, it's a cross between a kleptomaniac and a democracy. It's a kleptomaniac who decides what to do with the country. I'm just going to thief off with this, and I'm going to steal a little bit of this. Who can make the sun rise? Sprinkle it with dew. Come up with all your taxes and give it away for absolutely nothing to scumbags who have false interest that they make out of nothing. The government. The government can.
That's exactly why I don't pay taxes.
Yeah, nobody should pay taxes. And you know what the interesting thing is? You can't vote against the system either. Because if you vote, it means you're actually agreeing with the system and how it represents you. And if you don't vote, it means that you're not opposed to the system and how it represents you. You can't win! And even if you do vote, you vote for the red team or the blue team, which cover the...
And they're the same people.
Yeah! I mean, look at the ranks. The National Party, the Labour Party, all full of UN globalist douchebags who don't want anything to do with sovereignty or having people's indigenous rights respected, do they? It's all about scumbaggery and selling the country out to the lowest bidder for the best bargain basement price you can get out of a slave country like little old New Zealand. And we'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
One thing I need to know.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and fiber. phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Johnny's theme song.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's business time.
For the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio, the show that's all about business time. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Calling out there to the pedophile scumbaggery that reside in Parliament. like John Key. And speaking of scumbaggery, angry Christchurch residents protest against the Christchurch City Council. Well, you'd figure if an earthquake ain't bad enough, this should really shake up the council. This article was written by Sam Sackdiva. I love that name. Originally featured in the press on Wednesday, February the 1st, 2012, the picture on here was showing some more than thousands of protesters who turned up to anti-Christchurch City Council rally, and that was taken by Dean Kozanek of the press. Large crowd, and it was organised by the No Pay Rise for Tony Marriott Group, which was formed after the council announced a $68,000 salary increase for its chief executive. What did he need? Another car?
Another house.
Hey, what? Well, and you could probably buy up 5 red zone houses for 68 grand in Christchurch. Yeah. You know, this if there was ever any doubt, here it is now. Christchurch is going down. This is not a good place to live. This is not a good place to raise a family. This is a place that is run by corrupt scumbags who give no-bid contracts to Fletcher Construction to demolish houses that don't need to be demolished and just need a little bit of strengthening. And guess who owns a big share in Fletcher Construction?
The government!
Who gives themselves no-bid contracts to their own companies. That's not the fox guarding the hen house. That's the fox building it with his own 2 hands and then getting some chickens.
And Jenny Shipley and all her mates get $1,000 a day. For what? What have they done?
They eat cream cakes and drink the council coffee, which is fairly bitter, almost as bitter as I am at the prospect of this sort of disgusting overspending. The filthy mongrel beehotches. And they're all there.
Well, I don't understand how so many people can give money to all of the banks and the Red Cross and everything like that, and then they loan the money out to people.
Well, you know, it's amazing how much you can accomplish if you don't have any oversight. You know, like perhaps from the media. It's supposed to be here, supposed to, like, exist. The fourth estate, you know. Exposing people, that's what you're supposed to do, media, but you're not. You're talking about, instead of, what are they, 15 meter holes being blown up with like two kilos of dynamite, instead of talking about all of those.
Oh, but they have to be 100 meters away from a house. I mean, you know, they have to put some safety measures in place.
Well, you're saying that there is like explosives that are going to be put in the ground 100 meters from your house?
Yes. 800 boreholes. 800 boreholes on the East Coast. I've got the council conscience if anyone wants to try and argue with me about it. This is what's going to happen. They're going to take water at 25 litres per second out of the rivers. 25 litres per second for the next 5 years. What's the maths there? I can't even do maths that big.
Nobody can.
And they're saying, they kept it private because they didn't need to publicly notify anyone because they said that the effects of this were going to be minor. And that doesn't sound like minor to me.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm just trying to calculate here just exactly what it is. And I've only gotten up to, like, I don't know, 25 times 60 times 60, that's an hour, right? And then you times that by 365, and then you times that by 5 for 5 years. That is 164,250,000 litres of water. What could you do with 164 million litres of water, I wonder? You could fill Newt Gingrich's head, you know? Well, you might even just manage to fill the swimming pool at John Key's house in Panmure, you know.
Yeah. I just I really don't get it. Like, he obviously, does he have kids? Does John Key have kids?
Yeah.
You'll love this. Her name is Anna, and her last name is Key. Can you just say her first and last name for me quickly?
Anna Key, are you kidding me?
I kid you not. There is no kidding with me. Her name is Anna Key.
Oh. Well,
and,
maybe,
and, see the correct response.
Because she's got all this money, but, you know, he's going to think about everyone else's kids too. We're going to be poisoning our kids. This is what we're doing. It's poisoning our kids.
She's incidentally a punk rocker, so presumably she's poisoned enough with the liquor that she can scab out of daddy's cabinet. And apparently he has some mech hair ganja.
Okay, where are you hearing this from? He's not sharing it with me.
Well, you know, this is the thing. These kind of people aren't the kind to share and share alike. They're the ones to take and go. And that's exactly what John Key did in Ireland when he moved his back offices there as he was working for Merrill Lynch, hollowed out their economy, got a whole bunch of sweetheart tax breaks, and then got the F out of there after putting all that money in a trust, which nobody can deny. So,
hey, I've got a bit of an idea. How about we occupy John Key's front yard?
Do you have any idea how long ago that was my Facebook status? Less than a week.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Great minds, eh?
Great minds do think alike. But the unfortunate thing is, huge masses of minds often don't listen to great ones. Because they never hear about them. Because the media aren't great ones either. You know, it's about importance of coverage, don't you think? And can you tell us some of the wider ramifications? Like, let's say into the future, when will be the next time you could plant a potato without, you know, dying of gas, a poisonous gas exposure after digging a hole in the ground to plant it?
Oh, I don't even know the answer to that. I just really am really upset. I'm really frustrated. I'm really angry, which is why we're doing the tikoi on the 7th of February to Wellington, to the beehive. We're going to stare them down, and we're going to make some noise, all right? So we need these numbers to reflect that we're not mucking about, and we're not going to stand for our children's future being taken away from us. And we didn't vote, I didn't vote this man in, but the people who voted for him did not vote to have their water poisoned. And I'm pretty sure that everyone in New Zealand will agree with me when they say, or when I say, that we don't want poisoned waterways. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty obvious that we want to be able to live in the future, and they're taking away that right from us.
Yep, by the 164 million litres of it. Water is life. We're going to steal 164 million of yours and then
they're going to pump chemicals through it. Right, and then pump it.
All right, so how many waterways have you got that won't be contaminated forever as a response to this particular event? Where exactly in the country are you?
At the moment I'm in Whanganui, but I'll be travelling all over the place attending these huis that they're going to go and, the government's going to conduct a form of a few different huis to consult with the Māori people as a symbolic gesture.
I wonder what Michael Laws has to say about all of this. I probably, oh great, the Maoris are all bums, we should kill them now.
I don't know, go tattoo some more eyeliner on, Michael Laws.
Yeah. It's you got to wonder what kind of a man marries a female bodybuilder. You know, what does he need? Protection when he's walking down the street? A little, you know, but it was fun to see him on the Fight for Life get a few knocks to the dome. I must admit, I did enjoy watching that.
Yeah, well, the problem is soon we're not even going to be able to plant potatoes, you know, without Monsanto's approval. Well, what they're going to do is, you know, you've got a garden. If their patents and genes cross-pollinate with your garden, then your garden then becomes theirs because it's their intellectual property, right?
Yeah.
So they can come onto your land and take your food, and Monsanto employees can be food safety officers that can come into your house without a warrant, detain you and seize property. Since when do foreign corporates have the right to come into New Zealand and arrest Kiwis? This is ridiculous.
Well, since John Key became Prime Sinister would be the answer to that. The government was sold out to foreign banks during the 80s and all our assets started getting stripped off us at rock-bottom prices. But thank you very much, Megan Manuka, for coming on with us. And exactly where do people go to get this Hikoi invite off of Facebook?
All right, well, I'm going to post it on your page again. So anyone that's listening to this, go on to Vincent's page and I'll be posting the Hikoi on there. Please click attending and invite all of your friends and tell everyone that's not on the internet as well, because believe it or not, there's people that aren't on the internet. And tell everyone that we're meeting at Parliament Grounds the 7th of February at 1 p.m. and it's going to be huge.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish I could go there, but I'll be stuck in Auckland. But if somebody that's sends me some footage. I have my mate Jade Tuckwell down there from Wellington 9/11 Truth. He should get onto it pretty easily, I think. All right, well, I think that basically concludes another fabulous show for the day. Thank you very much, Megan, for coming on and telling us about this wee Hikoi that you're going to be going on. And you can check that out on Facebook, the Hikoi. And if you're already friends with me on Facebook, I believe is the correct pronunciation in the Gestapo sense of the word. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in. And if you can spare any dollars to help us have a very merry couple of days mashing into the New World Order, every dollar counts. So please donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at gorillamedia.co.nz and the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, bringing you the activists who are actually talking about stuff that's relevant for a change, doing the job the media can't do for themselves. We'll be back, assuredly.